Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
If there's one thing we know to be true, it's that the internet loves a list, Steve Miggs. And there's a list out right now of these common skills that apparently boomers are pretty shocked that Gen Zers just don't know how to do.
Oh, good. Good old generational divide.
So one example is how to read a map and figure out getting from point A to point B without GPS.
My wife was recently asking me about that because, you know, I've lived during a time before the internet. And she's like, did you know how to read a map when you moved out here from New York to Washington? I'm like, no, my buddy Ori did. He's the one who mapped it all out. I just went along for the ride.
Had a map guy.
He was the one who was doing the driving. I would drive a little bit, but once we're on the freeway, then I was like, we'll just keep going until we hit Washington.
Well, of course, this list leads us to want to ask a simple question. Basically, the simple question is this. We're going to name some of these things on the list, and we just want our listeners to say whether or not they can perform these acts.
Okay. And so whoever calls them, any generation.
Yes.
We should ask them what generation they are.
Yeah.
Let's start with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what generation are you from?
Well, I'm 35, so I think I'm Gen X or Gen X. I think I don't know. I don't know the actual like numbers for that stuff.
I think that's a millennial.
Millennial, for sure.
But you know what? Us Gen Xers will take you because we're the coolest generation.
All right, Chris, do you know how to address a piece of mail?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's ask him another one. I feel like if you don't know how to do that, I don't know if you should. Yeah. All right, I got one for you.
They taught us that boot camp, son.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Wait, you had to wait until you got into the military to learn how to write a letter?
Well, no, but they made it. We couldn't make phone calls home, so we had to write letters back home.
Okay, well, speaking of writing, I got one for you. How about how to type on an actual keyboard?
Yes, I do.
You're one step ahead of me.
It's a solid millennial, making us proud.
Did you take, is this before my time?
I did take it.
You had a typewriting class?
Yeah.
Danny, did you?
I sure did.
Was that, okay, I have a crazy question. Maybe the years have gone by. I've forgotten a lot of things in my life.
Okay.
Was that like a year-long class or like a semester class? Like, I feel like I went there every day to learn how to type for an extended period of time, and I still don't know how to type.
I was going to say, what happened? I watch you peck every single day, and it drives me insane.
Oh, good. I'll peck harder.
No, it was us. In middle school, we had to take it for a full year.
Yes, I thought so. I'm like, what an awful job if I'm a teacher. Like, you have to teach people how to type every day.
That was my mom's job. She was a typing teacher for the majority of her career.
Do you think they still do that?
No. They do computers, but they don't do actual type. Like, I think they may be like a week where you learn how to type, but I don't think it's a full class.
Do they do hunt and pecking typing?
No.
Because I'm a hunt and pecker. I'm like, da, 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 da. Does that really drive you nuts?
Yes.
803 Rock, we have a simple question to ask you, Tim from Stanwood. First off, which generation are you part of?
I believe I'm Gen X. I was born in 68.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to question that. That sounds about right.
Yep. Tim, our question to you, do you know how to mend clothes and sew on buttons?
Yes.
See, I don't.
I still argue that more dudes know how to do simple sewing functions than women. Because I have a lot of friends that have the same thing, and my wife will make fun of it because if she needs a button sewed on, she's like, hey, babe, can you do this? I'm like, it's really not that hard. You're poking a needle through a hole. I don't understand why you need my help for this. What about you, Tim? Are you the resident sewer in your household?
Actually, no. I don't have anything in the house to sew, so I send it to my mother-in-law or my sister-in-law who actually does it all the time. But if I was in the middle of nowhere and had thread and a needle, I could sew a button on or mend my clothes. Right. It wouldn't be perfect, but...
No, I'm not talking about, like, straight lines, but, I mean, good enough that you wouldn't have a hole anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the name for a male seamstress? Is it a seamster?
Yeah, we're seamsters.
Seamsters.
Yep.
206-803-ROCK. Adam from Spanaway, which generation are you part of?
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. All right, fellow millennial Adam from Spanaway, do you know how to write in cursive?
Yes, I do.
That's right.
Do you still know how?
Yes, it's, I have to think about it a lot more now because I'm very out of practice, but I can do it.
There are certain letters that I have the absolute worst time with.
What letter would that be?
Q. I have a tough time with. Can you cursive?
I can do a lowercase Q. I'm not really sure what my uppercase Q would look like. G, uppercase G is pretty bad for me. Lowercase is fine.
Yeah, it's
even
funny.
Even the T in my own name, the uppercase T, is a little weird in cursive.
And again, we had to take a class on that, yet we still don't know. You know what? We're just proving that the education system is failing us.
206-803-ROCK. We've got Mike from Auburn. Mike, which generation are you part of?
I'm a millennial.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Our simple question to you, Mike. Do you know how to drive a stick shift?
I actually do. I learned to drive on one.
Yeah.
I remember learning, but I haven't done it in so long that I'd be worried that if like there was a situation where like we need somebody to drive this vehicle and it's a stick shift, I'm like, well, it's going to be a rocky road, but I'll do my best.
I've only successfully done it like 2 times in my entire life.
What? How many times did you fail at doing it?
Probably 20.
Really?
My mom kicked me out of the car one time. I had an ex-boyfriend kick me out of the car one time. Like, you're going to break this thing.
I definitely learned how. My ex-girlfriend in high school taught me how. She was like, no, you're driving my car because I hate driving. And so she made me sit through a neighborhood and learn how to drive. And it's stuck ever since.
Dude, so yesterday, real quick. So I know for a fact this guy must have been driving a stick shift, an older vehicle, right? And he's in front of us. So we're kind of on a slight hill, but it's not much of a hill. We're at a red light. He's clearly on his phone, older guy, right? And I could see it, like his head is down, and he must be just like lightly laying off of the brake. Because all of a sudden, his car is slowly rolling back and back and back. And my wife's like, is he ever going to stop? I'm like, I don't freaking know. So then I was like, I don't know what. I'm just going to have to lay on the horn. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but like, he's like, it's not like coming down aggressively, but at some point he's bonking into my car and I don't want to deal with this. Yeah. So I hit the horn, head pops up. He looks in the rearview mirror and he flips me off. I'm like, you're right, buddy. I'm the douchebag for allowing you to roll into my car.
No, really what it was is he saw that you were the verified champ, Steve Miggs, and oh, he got mad and just flipped you off.
He's just sick of that fake wrestling crap.